बहिरंतस्थ भूतानां अतरं चरमेव सुखत्याग तब अभिज्ञान दूरस्थम ज्ञान तिथि तथा The Supreme Truth, Absolute Truth, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should always remember the Supreme Truth in the ultimate issue is the person. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sarja. Without understanding this tattva, we cannot understand the Absolute Truth. The first realization is impersonal Brahma. Then, still further advanced realization is localized Paramatma. And still further advanced realization is the Supreme Personality of God. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sab, Vadanti, Tattva, Savidas, Saptam, Jajnanam, Adhyam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sab. The absolute truth, the same objective. To the less intelligent class of man, or in the beginner, he appears to be impersonal Brahma, impersonal Brahma. Just like the same example. As we are very, very far away, 90 million miles away from the sun planet, we can touch the sun sign, not the sun planet. That is not possible. We have no such power that we can touch the, although the sun planet is there, everyone can go and touch it, but it is beyond our power. This is the position of our material experience, and what to speak of spiritual experience. About the spiritual experience, it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, Panthasya koti satavatsa sampragamya, vayu rathapi manasu manipungamana, sapasya prabhadasena avichinta tatte, govindamadi purusham tamahamaya. There is a planet. Just like you see the sun planet, it is in your form, you are daily seeing it, but you have no power to go there. This is about the material planet, and how you can approach the spiritual planet like Krishna lives, Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati. Everything is there, but you require power to reach. We can realize in the beginning the sun sign. Then, if we are able to approach the sun planet, that also not possible, but still we can hope. But still you have to enter the sun planet and there is sun god. From the sun god, the bearing, if orient, the sun sign is sun. Although the sun sign and the sun glow, and the within the sun glow, the sun god, they are of the same thing, quality, light and heat. Still there are degrees of light and heat. You can touch the sun sign, but you cannot touch the sun glow. Neither you can enter the sun. That requires a different power. So, this is material. And now, this sun shining and this sun glow is also stated in the Brahma Sangita that Jatrekshu Vesa Sabita Sakalam Prahana Raga Samastha Suramurti Atesa Teja Jashadmaya Bhramati Sang Bhutakala Chakro Govindamadi Purisam Tamangamaya. Now this sun glow, it is very powerful planet within this universe. Therefore it is called the king of all planets. Jatrakshu Desha Sabita. Sabita means the sun. planet. Sakala Brahanan Radha, Samastha Sura Mutti, Asesa Teja, unlimited power, Asesa Teja. But still, this sun planet is also moving in its orbit. The sun planet has got its orbit. All planets, they have got their orbit. Jasrāgmaya bhramatiṣaṁ bhita-pāla-cakku. It is moving like 16,000 miles per second, the speed of sun planet. Everything is described in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. So, it's still such a big planet, powerful planet, it is rotating under someone's order. That is Govinda. Jasrāgmaya bhramatiṣaṁ bhita-pāla-cakku. Govinda mādhi-purusaṁ tamāvaka. There must be someone directing. Don't think it is automatically moving. There is direction. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakṣena prakriti śrute sa charāsaraṁ hetu nānena kauntiya jagad vi parivartate. So, we are not so intelligent to understand that the material nature is working, moving under the direction of the Supreme Person. But we can experience it. Just like a machine, computer, very subtle machine, is working wonderfully. But there is a person who is pushing the ball. Without that, the machine is useless. It is lamp of matter. Similarly, this gigantic universe, cosmic manifestation, nature is working very wonderfully. The sun is moving, moon is moving, and the earth is moving, everything in the right direction and minute time. Not a single inch is moving here or there. Everything is going on nicely. How? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vayādhakṣena prakriti śrīyateśa charāsaraṁ hetunānena kauntiya jagadvī parivartate. It is under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Allah. So, here, Krishna is explaining the subject matter of knowledge. First of all, Krishna has explained the process of knowledge. Kamanistam madhamistam khantiyajavam. Many charanna yogina bhakti yoga abhyavicharini. Janma vrittu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsanam. These are the process of knowledge. To know, if we remain the fool, ignorant, that we are missing the chance. Everything we can know. This human form of body is specially meant for that purpose. You can understand what you are. What is this material nature? What is God? And how we are related? How things are going on? Everything is there. But we are so foolish that we do not take care. We live like cats and dogs, eat something, and sleep, and have sexual intercourse, and then we are afraid always, and then die. This is cats and dogs' life. Real life is to know Athata Brahma Jijnasa. That is real life, human life. One must be inquisitive to understand the Absolute Truth, Brahma Jijnasa. Not inquiring in the market, what is the rate of share, what is the rate of rice. No, not for this inquiry. Jijnasu se uttama. To inquire about the Absolute Truth, uttama, beyond this material nature. Udgata tama. This material nature is called tama. Tamasīmā jyotirdhamā. These are the Vedic engines. You have to enter. You have to understand. The world of light, this world is the world of darkness. It is simply, we require therefore sunlight, moonlight, electric light. Otherwise it is dark. It is called tamā. But there is another world which is full of light. It is so full of light that you do not require the sunlight, moonlight or electric light. Rajatra bhāsate surya na saśāṅka na pāvaka. Yadaka Jnana Nivartante Saddhamam Paramamma. The spiritual word, very. Parasna Smatu Bhava Anya Vastya Vastya Sanatana. Everything is there. But you do not take care. We think that we have understood 3 gigas of land, my neighborhood, all this, my India or my America, this planet, that is accepted. No. That is not sufficient knowledge. We have to know so many things. But if you understand Krishna, to understand Krishna means to understand everything. Just mean vijñāte sarvam-idam vijñātam bhavati. If you try this, this Krishna consciousness movement is that try to understand Krishna as Krishna is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't malinterpret. Don't be foolish that Krishna means this, Kurukshetra means that, manufacture some words and you be also foolish and make others foolish. No. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you'll understand everything. Now here Krishna says, Bohi Antasya Bhutana. The absolute truth is there. Bohi Antasya. Not that it is in a different position, a different angle of vision. You are already in the absolute truth. Even materially conception. Bhumi Rapanara Varu Khanavuddhi. These are the material elements. 5 gross elements and 3 subtle elements. So, in taking material, what is this material? We have already explained. The materials are different energies of the Supreme Lord. Vindave Prakriti Asada, Krishna says, these 8 kinds of material nature, subtle and gross, they are my energy, inferior energy. It has to be in a positive para. So, the mind is reading, the intelligence is reading, the soul is reading, and outside your body. So this body made of 5 elements, they are also Krishna's energy. And within the mind, intelligence and the soul, that is also Krishna's energy. 2 kinds of energy. Supreme, inferior and superior. Therefore, he is outside and inside. Both. Bahirantasya Bhutana. Every living entity, Krishna is existing outside and inside. Therefore, we have to purify both outside and inside. That is our human life. Human life means to become purified. Because we are not purified, therefore we have to accept birth, death, old age and disease. This is the problem. Because we are not purified, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tapo digvana putra kajina suddheta satta. Vishabdev advised his son, my dear son, tapo digvana, just undergo austerities. This life, human life, is for austerity, penance. Therefore, you find in the Vedic civilization, big healthy persons, big brahmins, kshatriyas, rajarshi, they are engaged. Just like Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha was this prince, royal family. That is, he left everything and underwent meditation to understand himself. There are many, Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this country is called Bharatvarsha. At the 24th year of his age, he left his kingdom, his wife, little children, and went for austerity, penance. This is made for, this life is made for not to live extravagantly, without any responsibility, like cats and dogs. We should be very responsible, austerity, little austerity. In the Kali Guru, you cannot undergo severe austerity. But even if you follow little austerity, little something must be done. Little austerity, just like you do not commit any sinful life. What is that? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no death. This must austerity. If you simply accept this fourth principle, now these Europeans and Americans, they are accepting. And see how they are advancing. You cannot understand the supreme pure, absolute truth, keeping yourself impure. It is not possible. If I understand God, right, you are pure. Nisam antagatam papam. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You can understand God. If you are sinful, Ramana Dushitana Mura Prabhupada Naradama. Those are not purified, sinful acting only sinfully. Such person is called Dushkritina. Kriti means meritorious. But these rascals are meritorious in doing all sinful activities. Sinful activities also require merit. Even if you become a very expert thief, this is still a sinful activity. But it requires some brain. Therefore, the word is used, kriti. Kriti means meritorious. But this kriti, their merit is being applied for sinful activity. Similarly, there is another word, sukriti. You can employ your merit for pious activity. Merit is the same. Just like money. Money you can utilize for duskriti now and for sukriti. You can utilize your money for drinking wine, illicit sex, meat eating and gambling. And you can utilize your money for Krishna service, for offering yajna, for constructing temple, sacrifices, push on the Sankirtan movement, Krishna consciousness movement. So money is not good or bad. And you utilize it. Similarly, merit also. You have got already merit, better than the animals. But you have to utilize it for proper service. That is called Krishna consciousness. Consciousness you have got, merit you have got. Simply, we have to utilize. Now, here Krishna says that bohirantasthitikara. You have to undergo austerity to see Krishna both outside and inside. If you understand this philosophy, then your life is successful. Antarvahi. Aradhita jadihari tamasatatakim. Naradhita jadihari tamasatatakim. Antar bahi jadi hari tamasata tatkim. Nantar bahi jadi hari tamasata tatkim. If you can see Krishna, antar within and bahi outside, then you are all tamasya finished. You are perfect now. Tamasata tatkim. No more tamasya. And if you cannot see discipline law inside and outside, then you may undergo various styles of tapasya and education. It is all useless. Useless waste of time. Dharma sthana sthitam pumisam vishrakshina kathasija nutpada etratini jadi sramayi vaiti. If you cannot understand the vishrakshina, Vishrakshan is another name of Krishna, a God. Vishrakshan is a Kathasi. Dharma sthana sthitattam. I am learned very expert Kshatriya. I am expert Vaishya. This is called Dharma. Varnasam Dharma. Even if you execute your Varnasam Dharma, nobody is executing nowadays. Everyone is Sudra. Kalau Sudra Sambhava. And even if you execute your Dharma, Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya dharma. But even after doing so, very perfectly, very orderly, if you do not develop your Krishna consciousness, Vishrakshana kathasi, rooting, if you do not feel attraction, it's like here, Vishrakshana katha, Krishna katha is going on, and nobody is interested. Nobody is interested. Vishrakshana kathasu. Rotting no father. There are so many educated persons. But they are not interested. They will be interested to go to cinema, to the drinking house, to the meat eating hotel. Their interest. This is the position of Kali. Manda samandha matayu mandu bhagya adhipatuta. Therefore, they are so unfortunate. Always disturbed. Always disturbed. Manda samandha matayu. Prayano alpaya ayusa. Kalu vatni intelligence. First qualification is they do not live now. A very short period of life. And it's still manga, very bad. Manga matayo. And they have got a bad philosophy, something lost seldom. Manga matam manga matayo, sumanga matayo, manga bhagya. And all unfortunate. They cannot eat even properly. There is no milk, there is no ghee, there is no rice. This is the position of Parijo. So, therefore in this age, if we want to save ourselves from this onslaught of this age, the proposition is, Kalau Dosani Dhiradan Asti Jeeva Mahan Parikrit Maharaj was informed by Sukadeva Goswami, my dear king, I described about the faulty nature of this age. Kalau Dosani Dhi, there is an ocean of faults. But there is one good opportunity. Hello, those who live in Asti, Vipo, Mahananda. There is one good quality. What is that? Kitanareva Krishnasta, Mukta Sangha Parampari. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, one can become free from all this contamination and he can go back to home. This is another advantage of Kali. In other though, one has to undergo so much severe austerity, penances, then one can realize. But, in these days, the things have been made easy. That is also mercy of Krishna. Because these people are so much disturbed and fallen down from. They cannot undergo very severe austerity. Simply chant. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti. These are the sacrifices, yes. And actually it is happening in Europe and America. They are simply chanting this Hare Krishna Mantra. They are advancing very quickly to understand this Bhagavad Gita. They are now reading as it is. Let us report this. In London, they are selling 15,000 copies per month. So they are taking interest. Because it is presented as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is. No classical interpretation. This meaning is this, this meaning that. What authority have got to make like that? Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. And then you benefit it. So, one has to understand the supreme, absolute truth, both outside and inside. Antar bhutij sa bhutana charam acharamayva. There are two things. Some of them are moving or with life, and some of them are not moving. Even living beings. Here it is called Bhutana. Bhutana means living entities. So there are some living entities which are moving, just like we. Cats, dogs, human beings, and flies, and so many living beings are moving. And other living beings, just like trees, plants, are standing one place. Thavar jungle. Thavar means one place. Chara atra. Chara. Sukhatva. In every living being, there is the Supreme Law. Supreme. Or annan tarasthang paramanu chayan tarasthang. Even within the atom. Sukhatva avigyam. Because it is so small, minute. That minute means that Krishna's part and partner. Krishna is the gigantic, Virat, or Vibhu. And we living entities, we are Om. The Sukhatva. Sukhatva tad avigyam. Because we have already explained this. Our eyes, they cannot see the subtle thing, minor thing. We require some instrument. That's like microscope. But even with microscope, our microscope or microscope cannot see what is that soul. It is very, very minor. 10,000 part of the upper portion of the ear. The Jiva Bhava Savitya. Kesadrasta Satavharas. Kesadra. The tip of the hair. If Satavharas, you divide into 100 and then take one part, again divide into 100. Kesadrasta Satavharasta Satavharakalpitasya. That's 10,000 part of the tip of this. It is so mine. But there is this. Very mine. That's like a small grain of a poison, venomous poison. If it is injected in your body, you will die. It has got so power. Similarly, the minute spirit soul is so minute, 1/10,000 part. It's still, because that minute spirit soul is there, you are moving, you are acting, your brain is working, you are denying the existence of God. You are doing all this. Sukhattatad avijnam durastham. Durastham chantiketatat durastham. Now you cannot calculate where this abode of God is there. Durastham. Vantasukutisatavasa. If you go with your plane, with the speed of mind, Vantasukutisatavasa sampradamma vayurathati. By aeroplane, by Europe. This by aeroplane is less than the Brahma Sangha. By Urathati, Manasu. And with his speed of mind, Muni Pungamara, discovered by great scientists, is still Abhichinta Tatte. It is so far away. Abhichinta Tatte. Therefore it is called Durastam. And at the same time, Antike, very near. Very near, just like Krishna is standing here. One has to understand. Very near, he has kindly come to you, near, so near that you can touch his lotus feet, you can offer him some good stuff, you can decorate. He's agreeing, yes, I will accept you. Patram puspam phalam toyam, jumi bhakta prajacchati. And the, before this, Krishna said, sarvato pani padastha. He has got hands and legs, everyone. And the Vedas also it is confirmed. Apanipada, Jabanaprahita. Apanipada, he has no hands and legs, but whatever you offer, in sacrifice, he immediately accepts. Kali accepts. Kali accepts. That is called Gurakham. Very, very far away. At the same time, Antike, immediately. Provided you know the means, if you know, then you can see Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Rileshu Vilopanti. That is God's power. He can remain far, far away. But he can immediately be approachable by the devotees. Then another verse. Advaita Vachyuta Yanadi Ananta Rupam Adyanga Purana Purusam Namujavvanech Vedesu Dhullaho. Adur lava atam, so, Vedic Buddha. If you want to understand the absolute truth by simply studying the Vedas, although the Vedas means Vedic Sattva Yahami Vedna, Krishna is to be understood, that is the Vedic object. But if you have no devotional thing, then even if you go on reading Vedic literature, for many millions of years, he will not understand what is this. Vedic Prasad, always is the objective of Vedic study is to understand Krishna. So, Vedic is Dullo, Adullavata Vakto. But if you go through the mercy of the devotee, Vata Vakto, or he is very easily available to the devotees. Bhaktama Vijana, see, Ravan just stands up. If he simply speculates, he will remain dual, durasam, on the case of But if you surrender, Krishna says, Tan Dharman Paristajya, Mahamikam Saranapam, Manmana Bhavamur Bhakta Madhyadi, Mahana Namaskuru. Simply like this process. He confirms it. Then anyone who has taken this process, Janma Karma may be born, Jyotiana Asitakta. But he simply by this process, Tattati Hanga Punarjanma Nayati, Mahamayati. These are things in the Bhagavad Gita, plainly, yes. Unfortunately, we do not read it, or even if we read it, we misinterpret it, or somebody mislead me, so-called scholars and so-called lapens, mislead us, and we remain in the dark. So, try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.